are listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Hello, I'm James and welcome to Monday's Foundations podcast. I'm married to Lucy and we have a little boy called Joshua. And we often find ourselves listening to this podcast during the nursery run. So wherever you're listening in today, the pickup or the drop-off, at your desk, or even at home, I hope this reflection builds us up in the faith today. Today we're looking at Luke 22, verses 54 to 65. We're coming to the end of the Gospel of Luke. And there is no focus verse for today. I'm just going to read this short story, nine verses, of Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, denying knowing Jesus. And it's a short story, so I'll make sure I do read it again towards the end of the podcast. Before we begin, I would love us to think about the friends we keep. Think about our mutual friends for a moment, or even in terms of that little box that appears when we find someone new on our favourite social media platforms. Associations and connections do tell us something of a person. Perhaps not the whole picture, but certainly a slightly broader picture of what a person is like before we've really got to know them. Mutual friends can open doors or close doors depending on the context or the person. You might have even heard this before. It's a popular psychology thing that's been, they term the phrase, you are the sum of the five closest people that you keep. Their company can shape who you become, what you value, etc. And this idea of identity by association is a live issue in today's Bible verse, as Peter makes a clear effort to disown Jesus, to unfriend him. And I'm going to read these verses out for us to think about today. So Peter disowning Jesus, verse 54. Then seizing him, that's Jesus, they led him away and took him into a house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I do not know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You're one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. So there you go. Three times Peter says, "I do not know him." So why did Peter deny being in association or associated to Jesus? He finds out quickly here in this story that he wasn't as bold and courageous as he had let on. In fact, he kept his distance. Peter was scared that his fate would be tied to the fate of Jesus, that his future would be the same. And in fact, in the end it does. But how does Peter go from here to there? Why does this story reinforce the failure of Peter three times? Part of the reason is that history tells us Peter becomes one of the pillars of the early church in Jerusalem. He equips disciples all over the region. Even today, many people are so blessed by his life and his writings, 1 and 2 Peter in the New Testament. This guy went through a radical transformation from the man we see in this story to what we know through church tradition. There's even a story in John 21, one of the other Gospels, where the resurrected Jesus reinstates Peter. And Jesus has appeared to the disciples by the Sea of Galilee, and they're having breakfast together. And Jesus singles out Peter and asks, "Do you love me?" Not once, but three times, in this symbolic attempt to restore each of Peter's previous rejections. And after each of Peter's is yes, he says, "Yes, I love you." Jesus reminds Peter to take care of his sheep, to feed his lambs, in other words, to strengthen the disciples. Jesus was impressing upon Peter the importance of his role in the church, his part in the future enterprise of transforming the whole world. You see, Peter was in no way qualified for the role Jesus had in mind for him. In many ways, none of us are. We make decisions based on fear from time to time. We keep our distance. We get things wrong. But for every mistake we make, for every decision that we make that denies Jesus as Lord, Jesus can undo them all. He forgives us, just like Peter, and he still calls us to play our part. Peter's identity and purpose is given to him in the conversations he has with Jesus. And if we are truly disciples, then our identity and purpose is far more connected to Jesus than we dare to dream. We are more than just the sum of the five closest friends we keep. We are apprentices of the one who lays down his life for his friends, who asks us to love God and to take care of other people. It's that simple. Practically speaking, perhaps there are many of us listening who will feel encouraged that if God can use Peter, then he can certainly use me too. Be reminded that our vision this year is join us and grow. And if we feel like we've failed, or if we're following at a distance, let's take inspiration from this story today and remember that God has a part for us to play. Let's pray together. God, thank you for Peter. It is an encouraging thing that even this hero of the faith needed Jesus' forgiveness. In fact, it was one of the most transforming things he knew in his life. Would we be encouraged by this story and strengthened by your Spirit for the day ahead? Amen. Luke 22, verses 54 to 65. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I do not know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You are also one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." And just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord looked and turned straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered at the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to him.
Great are you, Lord. Great. Life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your your breath in our lungs. So you, Lord. Great.